Welcome to The Truth About Lending. I'm Melinda Payne, the president and owner of The Truth About Lending. I've been a licensed mortgage broker for over 25 years and bring you clear and straightforward insights on everything from securing your initial home purchase to refinancing your house or obtaining condo financing in Florida's dynamic lending market. Now let's get into The Truth About Lending. No, you're not alone. Hi, everyone. Welcome to this week's session on smart moves for managing student debt when you are applying for a mortgage. Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We are going to talk a little bit about student loan debt and how it affects mortgages and mortgage applications, I should say. When you're looking to get pre-qualified for a mortgage, we really take a look at your total student debt to see if there is a monthly payment that you're currently paying, or if you are in deferment or in forbearance. So there's a lot of people that are still in deferment or forbearance on their student loans. And when you are in a deferment or a forbearance and you're not making payment, there's a set calculation that we have to use. Depending upon the loan program, it could be 1% of the outstanding student loan debt, or it could be 0.5% of the student loan debt. A lot of times we find that if a client has applied for an income-based repayment plan, that your payment ends up actually being lower than these two calculations. So we really encourage you to apply for an income-driven repayment plan if you have not already. So I'll give you a perfect example. If somebody has a student loan, let's say the student loan debt is $20,000 in student loan debt. If we're doing an FHA loan, we have to use 0.5% of that $20,000. So we're using a $100 payment for the monthly payment. If we're doing a conventional loan, we have to use 1%, which is a $200 payment. Now, there's some variations with that, with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac on conventional loans, but it's important that you're working with a loan officer that understands how to calculate these student loan debt correctly. Now, if you are in an income-driven repayment plan on that $20,000 student loan debt and paying $1 a month, as long as you're making a payment based on the income-driven repayment plan, we would use the $1 a month. So it's really important when you're looking to apply for a mortgage that you're speaking with your student loan company and asking them, can you qualify for an income-driven repayment plan? Generally speaking, that's usually a lower payment than what we have to use or calculate on the student loan debts that are in forbearance or in deferment. Also, super important, if you're trying to get an FHA loan or VA loan or something that's a government-related loan, it's really important that you do not have any student loan debts in default or that you haven't had any student loan debts in default. Even if you had a student loan that defaulted 10 years ago and it's not on your credit anymore, it's going to show up and it's going to prevent you from getting a government loan. It's really important that you tell us if there's anything that could come up, any student loans that you signed for, and that, you know, something that could potentially come up. Also, make sure you're looking at all your options when you're consolidating student loan debt. It's important to know that you might get a lower payment by doing a consolidation with your either your current servicer of your student loan, or there may be other options out there for you to consolidate debt. Anything you could do to lower the monthly payment will help you qualify for more of a house. Guys, these were our tips of the day for our smart moves on managing student loan debt for a personalized analysis of your situation and what we can do to help you qualify for more of a house. Please give us a call at 888-76-TRUTH or visit us online at thetruthaboutlending.com. Thank you for listening to The Truth About Lending. Stay up to date with all Florida loan and mortgage news by subscribing to our channel and help us grow so we can continue bringing you insight and advice. Please like, share, and follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. You can find the links to all our social media profiles in the description. You can find extra resources on our website, thetruthaboutlending.com. If you have any questions about Florida mortgages, we are licensed and ready to talk to you today. Call us at 888-76-TRUTH. That's 888-768-7884. You can also email us at melinda@ttal.info or visit us at our website, thetruthaboutlending.com. Until next time, remember, the truth about lending is out there for you.
No, you're not alone, 'cause I'm gonna make this place your home.